Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and more than 12 years now as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, I guess this is his 12th anniversary. We're talking here. This show today is, yeah, that's right. And he's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, as well as Warp Speed Growth. He's one of the smartest guys I know. We always get smarter when Peter joins us. And he wants to talk to us about something that at first blush is going to sound very complicated, but it probably really isn't when you think about it. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much for having me back on again. I didn't realize it's been 12 years.
January of 2001. We're like baseball. We keep all these stats. We've got your ERA and your on-base percentage and everything here. So, yeah, this is your 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that?
It's been a very good 12 years. Thank you very much for having me here.
So, in the Big Bang Theory, one of my favorite television shows, are you familiar with that show?
Unfortunately not.
Okay, well, you should watch it. It's a funny show. There's this guy who's a theoretical physicist on this show. You say this? See, I told you you'd like it because you're a brainy guy. He's a real brainy guy. He's really smart, but he thinks he's smarter than anybody else in the world. And in this show, he talks about the string theory. He's always trying to solve the string theory. And you want to talk about the string theory today, but you're not talking about the same thing, are you?
I haven't watched the show, but I think not. Here I'm talking about a really easy practice that we can use to solve business problems or personal problems. But for small business owners, this is something you can keep in your head at all times and use at all times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that applies to the string theory that your friend is working on. So the idea here is very simple. Most of us have problems that we give ourselves. Many of them have way too many variables, perhaps too many people involved, and they just feel really unworkable or really knotty. And so what I'm going to suggest that you do if you have one of these problems is you think about one of those bags of flour or grain that you used to be able to get back way before you were born.
When I was a kid, growing up on the farm, I grew up on a farm. I unraveled a million bags of feeding animals, and sometimes I'd pull on the right end. You know, when they sew these bags up, folks, they use a little device that sews them up a certain way, and when you pull on one end of that string, it just creates a tighter knot. But when you pull on the other string, everything inside the bag becomes available.
And exactly how we should look at our problems when we want to resolve them. It isn't whether you pull harder and harder and harder or get a bigger and better pair of scissors or a knife. If you're pulling on the end that's knotty, then the right thing to do is to go to the other end and pull on that end. And when you pull on the right end of the string, everything works very smoothly.
And the problem becomes unraveled.
It becomes unraveled, and as you said, you get the benefit of what you wanted inside that bag.
Now, here's the interesting thing about that string that I remember very well, is that I couldn't always decide which end was the right end. So I would, in fact, sometimes it might even be dark where I was. So I would pull on one end, and if it didn't release quickly, if I got some tension, if I got some pushback from the string, I knew I had the wrong end, and I'd go to the other side.
And many of us don't do that. Many of us, instead, we continue to pull harder on the wrong end of our problem, thinking that we can be heroic and with brute force tear it apart.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it works. Usually it doesn't work. But there's a faster, easier way that will buy you more time to do things that are important, which is, as you say, go to the right end. And what I'll talk about after the break are the three messages, the three tools you want to keep in mind to go to the right end. But it's really all about assumptions. and making the, working from the right assumptions.
Can't you? Couldn't we, though, in this segment, could we not say that when you see something that needs to be, it's an issue, whatever it may be, is presenting itself, if your first attempt meets with a little extra resistance, that you shouldn't say, well, you know, I just have to blow right through this. I just have to go get some scissors and cut this, or I need to save the day. Your first response really should be, maybe I'm pulling on this the wrong way.
And actually, I'd go further. The first response should be, good news, there's a better way. All I have to do is go to the better way.
There's a better way, I just haven't found it. Is that what you're saying?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Our Pollyanna, Peter Meyer, always thinks that would be good news. All right, we'll come back. Peter's going to reveal those three things to us that will help us do a better job with our own experiments in string theory. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.